Trend number 10, transportation and infrastructure. Rebalancing the global economy means there's a lot more movement around the planet, both of goods and services and people. And particularly business travel, we're seeing tremendous increases in world air traffic. Remember, you've got 4 billion people in Asia. If that's where the strong growth rates, then you're going to see a lot more air travel. And we certainly are seeing, and I put up a chart with one of the estimates of where we're going to be in 2029. It's quite remarkable. Remember, as the global middle class grows, then you have more people who can afford to do that kind of travel. But in particular, you have more people who can afford to purchase cars. Now, this is a big problem because if you look at the projections on urbanization and the so-called trend of megacities, we've got an explosion of urban areas with more than 10 million people. And there's no way that you can handle the traffic if everybody can afford to and wants to buy a car. You can imagine the sort of steel piling up all over the planet. So the question is, what are we going to do about this? I put up a fabulous cover from Popular Science on the future of the car that came out. It's the October issue, but it came out last month. And you just see enormous discussion and innovation around cars, from cars that run on water and cars that run on air that are tiny, or driverless cars or networked cars, or sharing cars like Zipcars or sharing rides. Uber is just taking off. I've been amazed at how many very financially secure, successful people I find who love taking Uber. If you haven't done it, if you don't know what Uber is, it's a sort of the Airbnb of taxi cabs. So private parties give rides to, they're vetted by Uber in a variety of ways, both the car and the people. And they give rides to people in lieu or in place of the taxi cab services, and it's become quite popular. Anyway, I noted how well Tesla has done, or the Tesla stock compared to the car ETF or the S&P, and that graphs up. Railroads, I believe, have real potential to be the workhorse of Global 3.0. Certainly, we've seen tremendous beginning of reinvestment in the train network in the United States. Part of that is, of course, the use of the trains to carry some of the oil and gas coming out of the Bakken. But I think there's tremendous potential for global train. The Japanese offered to lend the U.S. half the cost of a super maglev train. That was after the Tesla founder Elon Musk proposed we needed maglev trains around the United States. China is intimating they may build an undersea train to America. That would be amazing if you could get the 4 billion people in Asia being able to take high-speed train back and forth to North America. That would have a very dramatic impact. I must tell you, I think that those kind of high-speed underground rail operations already exist. If you haven't seen Richard Dolan's presentation on underground and under ocean operations, I really recommend it because I think it's a very critical part of the Global 3.0 infrastructure that's already in place. You hear much in the press about the fact that in North America, we didn't invest in the infrastructure, and we haven't invested in infrastructure. I disagree. I think we've made fantastic investments of infrastructure. They're just secret. But Dolan's presentation based on Richard Souter's research is quite interesting. It was up on the blog, and you can link to it from the discussion of this trend. The global infrastructure spending is really underpacing commercial development. So you have investment in all sorts of commercial enterprises. They need a good infrastructure platform to operate, and they're pushing. They're constantly pushing beyond the infrastructure, and the infrastructure is trying to catch up. The other thing that's happening is we need real investment infrastructure that is restorative of the environment. There's an incredible opportunity to restore the environment in a way that can create enormous equity values, particularly as we securitize the economic activities globally. And so I would love to see that happen. If we have to, we may even have to crowdfund it. I put up the link to Solar Freaking Roadways, one of our most popular crowdfunds that we participated in this quarter. We participated in a fair amount of crowdfunding and Kiva campaigns. So a lot of good stuff. But Solar Freaking Roadways, if we have to crowdfund it, we will.